I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. A special night of music is happening this Friday in Marquette to benefit Big Brothers Big Sisters. A bunch of bands and musicians are getting together for the Seen and Reheard Ugly Christmas Sweater Musical Party. We talked to Jane Letts from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Marquette and Alger County and two of the musicians, Scott Kirtley and Dean Moylanen.
Swing by the Elks Club on Front Street, I believe 127 Front Street, about 8 o'clock. You're going to see some great classic local bands, of course, Flat Broke Blues Band. We all know those folks. A couple guys I know here in the studio.
Some of them.
Yeah. And, of course, we have Wrecking Ball, which is sort of an amalgamation, just a free-ranging collection of, Queen City Rockers, Blind Ambition, Flat Brokes, Jerry Kippel, whoever shows up and wants to play, I guess.
Right.
And then, of course, we have some new blood on the scene, Tuesday Jones, so a nice mix of music on a Friday night.
And all of this is to raise some funds for Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Marquette and Alger County. Jane Letts with us, executive director. And these kinds of things, Jane, I mean, this has been going on in particular with this sort of take for a few years. But this all helps out the program, doesn't
right.
it?
Right. And the funds raised from this will go towards our newer programs, which are in the schools called Girl Power and Dude Power.
What are those?
Well, we match primarily high school students with middle school students, and we talk about issues that kids are facing today, and we have special sessions every week that we plan out. They're very impactful. The kids love them. We talk a lot about relationships because the impact of technology has really changed the way people relate to each other, and it's difficult for kids. They have anxiety. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to talk to each other, to get along. So we really focus a lot on that, and the kids find that that's very beneficial. They feel a sense of relief that they're able to talk about these things and learn, you know, from the older kids at school.
Well, all of this is to benefit the Big Brothers Big Sisters of Marquette and Alger County as an agency and these programs. Scott Kirtley also with us. Scott, you've been doing this now for a few years, but you have a connection here. I mean, there's kind of a core, there's sort of a seed here that goes back a few years. Scott, lean on in here and tell me a little bit about, for folks that aren't familiar with some of the history here, about some of these, as I call them, reprobates getting together here to do this.
Oh boy.
Tell me about that a little bit.
No, yeah. This is for us, really kind of 1981 sort of coming back together. It's very interesting is Dean now, who I consider one of my closest and dearest friends. We're talking every couple of weeks now. You go back 36 years ago and Dean and I were at each other's throats like all the time.
Literally.
We were in, I guess we, it wasn't intended to be, but we were kind of in rival bands. Dean was in the Queen City Rockers and I was in the UP's first punk rock band, which was Blind Ambition. And Wrecking Ball does feature two surviving members of Blind Ambition, which is important to point out. And now here we are all these years later. Started out in 2011. Ron Carnell was a big mover of this, members of Blind Ambition, and then the Queen City Rockers were able to put together some long-awaited, at least on our parts, reunions of those bands, and we had a great gig, and we did it for Big Brothers Big Sisters that first year at the Wooden Nickel, and now we decided to keep it going in some form or other, and last year we did sort of a one-off Wrecking Ball Christmas gig. And this year it was like, well, why don't we combine those two things together? Christmas season, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and it makes just that much more sense and much more fun.
Dean, again, what's happening, when and where for folks to come and see?
Well, come on down Friday night, 127 Front Street, Elks Club. You're going to have like some Flat Broke Blues Band. You're going to have, of course, Rick Bissonette and Mark Word, they're founding members of this whole crew. You know, they're going to have, it's partly the Crunge, the Rockers, Blind Ambition, you name it, make up Wrecking Ball, and of course, Tuesday Jones will round out the night. So it's going to be a nice mix of music.
That'll be Friday night at the Elks Lodge in Marquette.
Yep. Be there. The Elks Club, a mere $5 donation helps out Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Marquette, Alger County. Great live music. And I forgot to mention, oftentimes we have spontaneous sit-in situations where people jump in and play, so you never know what might happen outside of the organized format of music.
Now, Scott, I got to ask you this. You know, we talked about this because the seed of this is this kind of this reunion of a lot of these guys getting back together again. Some can make it some years, others not, and it's kind of expanding, but that's kind of what makes it fun for you guys to get back together, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And the opportunity to come from wherever we're living. Well,
right.
Dean lives out west, I live out east. Our opportunity to get back here to see Marquette, place that we couldn't wait to get away from when we were young kids, and now we can't live without getting here several times a year now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so it's just wonderful to be able to see old friends. I can remember Rick Bissonette and I in high school together. I think he was a grade behind me and in a business class. And I found out in those days he was a musician. And that's where we began our friendship. And that's now going back 37, 38 years.
Yeah, it's better not to look at it that way. Say we're all back together again. Jane Letts, also with us in the studio, executive director of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Marquette and Alger Counties. And Jane, you know, with programming that you have, we touched on a little bit a while ago. You've got some new programs that work with middle school age and whatnot.
But
you're always looking for bigs. You're always looking for folks. So how do they find out more about what you can offer them?
The best way is to go to our website, and we're open to have more kids in the program as well. Some people say, oh, I don't want to try and enroll my child in the program. I heard Big Brothers Big Sisters has a long waiting list. Enroll your child. We do have room for everyone. And the kids come from all different types of homes. It could be a two-parent home. They could live with grandma, single mom, foster care. So if you feel like your child can benefit from a mentor, give us a call. But go to our website.
Which is
www.bbbsmqt.org.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Again, Dean, one more time. I've been asking you this, but you could never tell them enough too many times where to be and what's happening.
8 p.m. Friday night, the 22nd, Elks Club, 127 Front Street, Flat Broke Blues Band, The Wrecking Ball. We've got Tuesday Jones and probably some mystery musicians showing up to play. So please be there. Help support Big Brothers Big Sisters.
That's the comments of Dean Moylanen and Scott Kirtley, two of the musicians, as well as Jane Letts with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Marquette and Alger Counties, talking about the upcoming Friday evening of entertainment at the Elks Lodge in Marquette. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.